Today's episode of the podcast is sponsored by Spin for Perfect Skin. Spin for Perfect Skin is the revolutionary skincare brush, which is shower friendly and travel friendly. I've got to try it out. I'm a simple guy. I have a simple skincare regimen, but this is the kind of thing which fits in perfectly because it can extract all the bacteria from a skin surface and reduce pore sizes. Plus, it kills that bacteria instantly just to ensure that your skin stays clean. Now, it's got four attachments which you can use, which are light cleansing brush, exfoliating brush, body attachment, pumice stone for rough patches. You know how I hate these rough patches. And it completely smooths out the texture of your skin. And of course, you can take it with you anywhere. Normally, it's $100, but we've got a 70% discount code. $30 when you use our link. Go to vanityplanet.com/RHAP. That's vanityplanet.com/RHAP. Use promo code RHAP, and you could join me on the journey to achieving perfect skin. I'm Rob Sesternino, and we are about to talk about all of the stories from the past week that are news AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be news AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some news AF. Actual, factual news.
Yes, that's right. It's the actual factual news AF here for the week of March 15th, Ides of March 2016. And here is our outstanding news AF team. Let's start with a man who is about to go on a very exciting rock exploring mission, the great Tyson Apostle.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Danny Bryson.
Well, he's leading the expedition, right?
Yes.
Yes, in a way.
And I am going, hopefully.
Yes, they're about to rock out, Danny and Tyson are back again. How are you guys doing?
Great.
So good.
Yes. Good week so far?
Yeah, it's only been one day into the week, but it was an okay day.
Tyson.
I'm living the bachelor life right now, dude, so I'm watching a ton of Netflix. I told myself I was going to work out a bunch while Rachel and Bergen were out of town, but I haven't.
See, I thought when you said that you were living the bachelor life, you were just celebrating the season finale of The Bachelor.
I haven't seen it yet.
You have to wait for Rachel to come back?
No, Rachel already watched it at a viewing party in Arizona last night. I have to watch it tonight on Hulu because I didn't get home in time yesterday to watch it.
Is anybody going to spoil it for you?
I already feel like I know who won, but the whole fun in watching is that the girls are crazy and it's hilarious.
Yeah, but there's only two left.
And yeah, we knew who won like a month ago.
All right, but don't spoil it. Don't spoil it.
I'm not going to say a name, but she was spotted with a ring a month ago, so the gig was up.
Wow, Danny is on top of these Bachelor spoilers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been torturing my wife with that information all this past month.
Yeah. Nice.
Very upset with me.
Tyson, I also heard you have a new mountain bike.
Yep, I do.
Yeah. How is that going?
I just have to finish building it. So me and my brother both got new mountain bikes, and since I'm the greatest mechanic in my entire family, I built his bike first, and then I started working on mine, so I didn't quite finish it yesterday.
What are you going to do with your old mountain bike?
I sell them. Do you want it?
Well, how much?
Not for... I'll give you a deal for $3,000.
$3,000?
Wow. That's a good deal.
Is that a good price? I have no idea.
Six.
That's a good price.
It retails at six, bro.
Wow.
You didn't even ride it that much.
Wow, that's worth more than my car, I think.
Minimal butt sweat.
I don't think so. It's worth more than your Lambo?
Is that what you're driving?
Yeah.
A Lambo? Yeah. I see Rob in a Mini.
Yeah, I used to have a Mini.
A Mini Cooper.
How do you know that? That you're just that person? You're like the mentalist?
I just guessed. Yeah, you seem like the Mini type.
That's what we sold it like 2 years ago, but that's what I had for like for like 8 or 9 years.
Well, you guess enough and eventually you'll get it right. This is like the first time I've been right in like 15 years, so.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, the Mini Cooper. It's, you know what they say about guys who drive like, you know, these big expensive sports cars, right?
Yeah, yeah, they're compensating for
they're
something,
rich,
and
right.
So you're doing the opposite.
That's right. That's right. All right.
I get it.
Let's talk about some of these breaking news stories here on News AF.
And again, very busy news week. And this is a very disturbing story, which has been reported on in various locations, but we need to talk about it here today. We started getting a story, you know, people send us news stories on Twitter and whatnot, and people were sending us this story about what was something that was going on at Wendy's, which did turn out to be actual crapshool. But unfortunately, there was a story that was sent to us that was going on at the Kellogg's factory, which unfortunately did not turn out to be actual crapshool, about a man who was, there was a video which was leaked quite literally, where a person was appeared to be urinating on the assembly line at the Kellogg's factory. Danny, you are our resident serial correspondent. How have you been taking this news?
Let me tell you, Rob, it's been devastating for the cereal eating community out here. We just find it hard to believe that someone who works at one of these sacred facilities would take the time out of his day to micturate upon, you know, the breakfast cereal of innocent children. I mean, think about the children. This is a story about children who are being harmed by a pervert.
Yeah.
Is that a good response?
Yeah, that's a great response.
Okay.
Right. I'm glad that I have been a recovering cereal addict for the last number of years, and I can't even remember the last time I've eaten a bowl of cereal.
Yeah.
Now, well, lucky you dodged a bullet.
This video first surfaced, I believe, on worldstarhiphop.com. This incident took place.
A reliable place.
It's not normally, you know, a site.
Is that really true?
News. Yeah, I believe so that's where this video first surfaced. And they say that it actually took place in 2014, supposedly in Memphis, Tennessee. But Danny, you know, we're making jokes, but this is like a serious news story, right?
Well, if the FBI or the FDA finds out that it's true, yes, it's very serious. But out of all the human fluids, right? I'm going to say out of all the human fluids, if you had to drink one and you couldn't drink sweat, urine would probably be the next, you know, most desirable of human fluids. If you were being forced by a man with a gun to drink one of them.
Right.
So I just feel like it's horrible that he did it, but you know, I've probably consumed some of my own urine at some point in my life, and I'm sure my kids do it all the time when they don't wash their hands.
Yeah, Tyson doesn't wash his hands when he goes and takes bathroom breaks.
Yeah, we've seen what he does. Think of all the
only
urine
on the podcast, guys.
So, if we're trying to find a silver lining to this cloud, yeah, it would be that thank goodness it was urine.
My argument would be that human tears would be the most drinkable of the bodily fluids.
Okay. Tears, sweat. Then urine?
No, I would do tears, urine, and sweat. I think sweat's grosser than urine.
Could you imagine a big cup of sweat?
That's what I'm saying.
How has this podcast, I believe this might be the second week in a row that we've ended up in this discussion of what is the most socially acceptable bodily fluid to be around in any capacity. This started last week when we started talking about the person that was, or people that were getting nailed with fake charges about allegedly throwing up in an Uber. Here we are back again.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is horrible. Yeah. Part of the human experience.
I think tears. I think tear duct ejaculate is the number one beverage of choice.
I don't think that's what it's called.
I think that's a scientific term. I'll look into that.
Is that a medical term? I'm not sure.
He's using medical words.
Yeah.
To describe it. So.
Yeah.
I think so.
Now, they're saying that the products that were made at this factory, which is actually no longer. I believe the factory is still open, but the products that were in question that were coming out of this facility were the Rice Krispie Treats. Tyson, do you eat those?
Oh.
No. I have eaten those, but I haven't eaten them in the last while. The pre-made ones, I guess?
Yeah, well, I think not homemade ones.
Not homemade They're ones, not... yeah, the pre-made ones.
Yeah. Yeah,
I eat those once in a while, but not very often, just when I'm feeling really disgusted with myself.
granola clusters and some puffed rice treats that Kellogg's no longer makes. So they're saying that, well, don't worry, anything that was made here is past the expiration date. So there's really no public concern except for that if you already have ingested that cereal that came out of this facility.
Yeah.
Nothing's on the shelf currently that came out of this plant.
So don't eat any expired stuffs.
Rice Krispie treats. That's right.
Gross.
Now, I'm kind of curious to know, how did this video surface at this point in time? Like, where, how does World Star Hip Hop get their hands on this video? I mean, is this something that, like, yeah, you have a person, I think you would imagine, did this with their own phone. Is this person sending in their own video of, hey, look what I did? Did this person share the video with a friend, and then did the friend step up and rat this person out? Danny, do you have any sense of how this video came to light?
I don't know how or why these people make these videos of them committing crimes in restaurants and stuff, but it happens all the time. So this isn't unusual. I mean, that guy who took a picture of him walking over all the buns at a McDonald's, or there was another one where a guy had his pulled his pants down and sat on the buns at McDonald's, or just, you know, we could probably
buns
do a Google
buns.
Search buns, tons of buns, yeah, buns on buns. We could probably do a Google search and find 100 videos of people in some way violating your food. And so I just another person who's, you know, thought it was funny, probably wanted to go back to his friends and say, look at this dude, you know, whipping out my dong and I'm peeing all over this Rice Krispie treats. It's just something that people do in this day and age.
Yeah, to earn respect.
It's kind of a good thing. Yeah, street cred. But it's kind of a good thing because this probably happened before cell phones and nobody knew and there was no way to prosecute. But now people are incriminating themselves by making these videos.
Yeah.
So now we're catching them because of their own kind of vanity.
Tyson, is that how you get street cred?
It can be a way in some circles.
Yeah. What circle would you get street cred for doing this sort of thing?
The MS-13, I believe.
MS-13. Is this like some sort of gang initiation where you have to do something like this?
I think you get street cred in any circle where the average age is between like 14 and 21.
Okay.
Any high schooler would think that was funny. Oh, dude, look at me pissing on this Kellogg. Blah.
Yeah. You guys want to have some Rice Krispies at my house later? My mom just barely bought them straight from the factory store.
Then he makes them eat it, and he's like, look what I did when they were making it at the factory, bro. I kind of see something like that.
Yeah, look what you just ate? Is that sort of like you got punked?
Yeah exactly.
Oh,
and
no.
They thought they were safe because it came in the factory wrapping.
Yeah.
So there's like, there's no way he
That's how you
it.
Feel safe.
Like, dude. This is, I went deep on this joke.
Yeah. Well, that's really taking the joke very far. All right. Well, if we have any updates in this story, if there's an arrest made, we'll be sure to talk about it. Okay. So, cereal, we've established that, you know, that's a dicey proposition for breakfast. So what do you eat for breakfast? Where do you go? What's the way to stay safe with breakfast? Well, some people say, well, maybe you should check out one of these Gwyneth Paltrow shakes that she's talking about. Have you ever been to her website, Goop, Tyson?
I have not, but I'm sure it's in my browser history as Rachel probably visits it on the daily.
Probably. Danny, do you ever check a site like that?
No, it doesn't sound like... I mean, I've heard of Goop ever since it was started because Gwyneth... And you're going to tell them why. She gets a lot of attention because she says it's for the average person, but it definitely doesn't sound like it.
Okay, well, Gwyneth Paltrow, she posts recipes on her website for things. And so she has created a breakfast smoothie on her website that she says she starts off her every day with. And so the recipe does have some unusual ingredients, such as ashwagandha and cordyceps. And is topped off with moon dust, but they've priced out this shake that Gwyneth Paltrow recommends, and it would cost you $200 to make this shake just once, not even every single week. So this would be $1,400 a week to drink the Gwyneth Paltrow shake. But Tyson, is that price worth it to know that you are not drinking or eating any breakfast foods that have been laced with urine?
A, they may still be laced with urine. And B, I'm ashamed to say that I think most of the ingredients to that shake are in this house. And probably within the time that Gwyneth Paltrow has put that shake recipe up. Should I walk over to our shake recipes and see what's in there?
Yes.
Okay, I'm taking the computer with me.
Okay. So
plus, you might not be drinking urine, but who knows what cordyceps is or ashwagandha. It could be like ground up dried baby mice.
Yeah. Okay. So Gwyneth Paltrow has an assortment of special dusts that she's selling. She has action dust, brain dust, goodnight dust, spirit dust, and sex dust. The first three. Yes. You have sex dust? Get out of here. What does it do?
It's moon dust.
It might
dust.
Be worth it.
It's moon dust.
Yeah, what does it do? Moon dust. It's
moon
a sex dust.
Dust.
Yeah, but it's a type of moon dust. So her moon dust stuff is just one of these. Moon made in Los Angeles, California. That means it's good for you. Ingredients, Epimedium, Hosha Wu, Shishandra, Sistanchi something, cacao, maca, shilajit, and organic stevia. Okay, that's one thing.
So basically,
oh, right,
so listen, this is what it does. What's that, root powder?
Ashwagandha. Yeah,
ashwagandha.
Dyson, you have all the items necessary Jesus, to make this breakfast shake.
Wow.
You should monitor her spending a little bit more closely.
I see these purchases coming through, but they don't say what they're for. And
you have just pulled out about $1,000 in powder.
This is
not the good kind.
Chia seeds.
No.
Let's see. We got more shit here. Let's see if we got anything else.
What do you think the margins are when you're selling dust? Like she collects
pretty high.
Stuff off,
pretty high.
Yeah, off her windowsill and then sells
hemp
it.
Protein.
For,
yeah.
Wow.
So yeah, Tyson. So this sex dust, you know, well, you tell me if this is worth it. You know, it's $60 for the sex dust from.
I just barely
Goop.
Found that out from you right now. Oh, I'm so curious.
Let me tell you what it does, and then you tell me the warming elixir is designed to stimulate and cultivate sexual flow in both men and women. The ancient ingredients from Hushu Wu to cacao to maca send sensitivity and power to all the right places, supporting primordial energy and vital essence. Bonus, it nourishes sexual vigor. It also enhances creativity. So I'm not saying necessarily of all the things we talked about, this could be worth it.
I don't feel any different, but I also don't know if I've ingested any.
Yeah, you don't
I
know
feel like
if you're
I
eating
feel like
it.
Buying this powder is equal to ordering that wiener size enhancement powder off the
like
internet.
The rhino
only difference
horn?
Is that Gwyneth Paltrow is pushing it. Yeah, like, no, not even rhino horn. I'm talking about whatever it is that pops up in, you know, your browser that says, you know, male enhancement pills. This is the exact same thing. It's just being marketed by a celebrity, so it doesn't look as, you know, dark or whatever, or as unlikely. Or as likely to be a scam.
Yeah. So I don't know.
I can't believe you have these things, Tyson. I don't know if I want to go to lunch with you anymore.
They're not mine.
Why don't you just take some of that powder?
Do you want to come over for a shake?
Why don't you bring that sex powder? We'll sprinkle it on, sprinkle a little bit on our
French
hamburgers.
Fries. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder also, like, if you are incorporating sex dust into recipes, like, when do you start to get towards that Bill Cosby line of that? Like, do you need to inform somebody? Like, if Rachel makes you a shake that has sex dust in it and you don't know about it, is that a transgression?
I don't know. To be real for a moment, I feel like Rachel's probably eating all that stuff, and she seems exactly the same to me.
Oh, surprise, surprise.
Yeah. So maybe it's not worth it.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Yeah. The most expensive dust that you could get on Goop is spirit dust. Now, I don't know if you have that one.
Not that I know, but if it's super expensive, Rachel's probably hiding it. That's what I do with my expensive purchases.
Spirit dust has botanicals from goji to reishi to astragalus to infuse this formula for divine energy, expanding awareness, creativity, and peace and joy. So that's
the level of bullshit on this.
Actual
is
crapshule
so
you're calling
it
on
is,
Goop?
No, this is Scoop. This is, I mean, people buy this. I mean, it sounds like she's making up names. And then when you make up names, you can make up, it can do anything.
Bottled happiness.
It can give you it can give you access to your third eye. It can make your left butt cheek buzz. I mean, it's like you can say whatever you want. And I can't handle this. We need to move on because I'm imploding inside.
But now, why are you mad? Tyson's the one that has all this stuff at his house.
I know, and we're going to talk about this at lunch. We're going to have a private
And I'm going to talk about it with Rachel when she gets home from her trip.
Yeah. Yeah. So the ingredients are, it's a 1 cup almond milk. Now that's not too expensive. One tablespoon almond butter, coconut oil, then 2 tablespoons vanilla mushroom protein powder, then maca, ashwagandha, hushu woo. Did you have hushu woo, Tyson?
Yeah.
He did. He had hushu woo.
Yeah. 1 teaspoon cordyceps, 1 teaspoon of the moon dust of choice. And then the Himalayan sea salt. So you could make this, Tyson.
Yeah, I have the Himalayan sea salt too. Here's the thing. All these things came in a package for Rachel maybe a couple weeks ago. And I was like, what the hell is this stuff? And she's like, I don't know. It's just for my shakes. And I was like, okay. She just laughed it off and was just, and I was just like, well, I guess she's reading some health blog.
Hey, guys, let's just stop for a second.
Yeah.
And instead of laugh at this, maybe let's look at this from a business perspective. Why doesn't News AF come up with their own powders? Because she's ordering all this probably from like China, from some wholesaler.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we just create our own powders that, you know, and make our own breakfast drink?
Okay, what should we have in it?
Oh, well, we should have washakatu.
Yeah, we need like all these fancy ingredients. Like, do you think that Aris could help us with nailing some of this stuff down, Tyson?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like, maybe he should be the fourth partner on this.
Yeah. We need someone who can make, like, weird metaphysical-sounding things up. So, I'm just saying, let's think about this. Let's just spend a week brainstorming, maybe come up with our own breakfast drink that costs $200.
Okay. I know our breakfast drink will cost $100.
Yep. Half of them. You can get 2 shakes for the price of one.
Yeah. Why would you get
crazy.
Yeah. Why would you go with Gwen Stefani or Gwen?
Whoever.
Yeah, we're doing the Gwen Stefani method, not Gwyneth Paltrow. Yeah. We'll get her to be our spokesperson.
Whenever you say Gwyneth Paltrow, I picture Uma Thurman just because in my mind I'm like, if Gwyneth Paltrow knew that I thought of Uma Thurman every time her name was said, she'd be furious. Just to spite Gwyneth Paltrow, I think of Uma Thurman.
Wait.
No.
Way to get her.
Here's our plan. Here's what we're going to do. Okay. So we need to start working on our business model for our $100 shakes. But to sort of like get the ball rolling, I say, why don't we all go, you know, a third, a third, a third, and let's get some action dust from Goop. Because it's designed to support peak performance, stamina, and longevity. And regulate our vital energy. So then we can then be in the zone to make up the plan for the $100 shake.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Or we could just buy caffeine or have a cup of coffee. You guys have coffee and I'll just have a ton of Mountain Dew and get the same effect for $1.50.
Ooh.
You know what? This is how we should pitch ours. Okay, so you have theirs. The sex dust is so expensive that only one person can drink it. Whereas at half the price, 2 people can enjoy some sex dust. And, you know, it's a little bit more, you know, then both people are ready to go.
Yeah. Boy, aphrodisiac warming potion, they're calling that sex dust.
Wow.
Yeah. We got to come up with better terms for our stuff. I think we can.
Yeah. All right. Well, we will keep you updated if there's any other shake recipes. And Tyson, please update us next week on News AF how that conversation goes.
Should I eat it all right now? It all right now. So when she gets home, she's like, where did all my shake stuff go? It was brand new. I was like, oh, I ate it all. It was so good. And she like, that was supposed to last 6 months. And that was $800,000 that you just barely ingested.
She'll say, why is the house destroyed and covered in human fluids?
I'll be like, oh my God, dude. I ate all of your
funny
sex
story.
Okay. Tyson, this was a story that that you sent in about the woman in North Carolina arrested for stealing an ambulance.
That was Danny. I forward. Danny sends it to me.
You forwarded a story.
Danny still doesn't have the courage to send you direct emails. So he sends it to me and I forward it to you.
I don't want to spam Rob with work-related things. He's like, dude, because
you guys are friends. You don't want to overstep your friendship boundary and turn it into business.
No, we're not friends. He said his wife hadn't greenlit our friendship yet, so we're not friends.
To be fair, I don't think my wife knows who you are. To be fair.
I don't know.
I could ask her if you're my friend or not, but I have a feeling she's not going to know who you are.
Okay, well, we'll work on that slowly.
Yeah. So, all right, the woman in North Carolina who decided to steal an ambulance, Danny, why did this story capture your attention?
Because all of these stories, the Kellogg story, this story, it's just like life repeating itself, right? These people who abuse ambulances for selfish reasons is a reoccurring theme. It hasn't even been 2 months, or I don't remember when the last time was. We talked about that woman who called an ambulance to get a ride to her boyfriend's house. And here we are again talking about someone who wasn't under the influence of any drug or anything. She just needed a ride. And so she saw an ambulance running, which they, if you've noticed, emergency vehicles leave their cars running. Mm-hmm. And so she saw it running. The keys were in it. And she just got in so she could, you know, get to where she was going. Completely forgot the fact that they probably have GPS in the ambulance. And she just took it. Needed a ride.
Yeah.
I mean, it's insane.
So I know they caught her, but did she get where she needed to go, or did they end up like, was she just on the way?
I'm going to double check here right now.
So, you just need a ride. And it's basically like the Grand Theft Auto of deciding to get a ride places.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like, oh, there's a car that's running. Let me just take that one.
I'll take that. And the worst repercussions are that if a cop's end up cornering me and I can't run away, then I'll eventually be shot to death and have to use an extra life.
Yeah, if there's 4 stars, that's how you know you're in trouble. Yeah, you know, it's kind of like the city bike idea where, you know, you can just like, oh, here's the, you know, rack of bicycles. Let me just take one and bring it over here and then I'll just leave it there and then for the next person to use.
She got busted in transit.
In transit.
So, yeah. So they caught her as she was on her way to wherever it was she was going.
Yeah. Do we know where she was going? What was so important that she needed an ambulance?
It wasn't that important because she was pacing near the emergency room entry for quite a while. A lot of hospital workers.
But before she took the ambulance?
They were like, oh, there's a strange woman pacing outside of the emergency room entrance, but nobody thought anything of it. They were just like, crazy people, emergency room.
Okay.
This is a hospital.
So she needed to get somewhere, and she had this idea of like, oh boy, I bet they'll put an ambulance in front of the hospital. I can just take the ambulance and go wherever I need to go.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Good for her for thinking of that idea. That was... You know, sometimes these people are very resourceful.
I'm assuming she had no money to do a taxi or an Uber or something.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, maybe she spent all her money on Goop, and then that's how she came up with the good idea. And then she was like, okay, well, now I have this idea of where to get a car from. Now I just need to get to where I have to go.
I bet this is what happened. She spent all her money on Goop and realized that with those ingredients, nobody's ever going to need ambulances or hospitals again.
Yeah.
So she started just... disassembling the entire system.
Yeah. I'm going to, after we get off this podcast, I am going to go into my wireless router and blacklist goop.com from being accessed on this wireless network.
Luckily, is that easy to do?
I think so. I think you can sort of like go in there, sort of like, just like if you have like kids, you can like block certain sites. I'm pretty sure I could do that on my wireless network.
Once you do it, you need to post a DIY so Tyson can follow the instructions and do it himself.
Yeah. I got a couple other sites. Luckily, that is not one on my wife's hit list, but that is a good idea. Like, yeah, I can't get on Zulily anymore. I'm like, oh, I don't know what's going on there. But if they have an app, I'm not sure if necessarily. I don't think you could do that. Only in the browser. All right, let me just take a moment and talk about this Birkson backpack that I got that I've been talking about because, you know, it's music festival season Coachella is coming up, and all these different outdoor music festivals that I like to try to get to every single year. And you know what the biggest problem is when you go to outdoor music festivals, right, Tyson?
Yep. Lack of toilets.
Yeah. Wow. That's problematic in itself. But, you know, I'm trying to take selfies and Periscope, and guess what happens? Your phone battery is dying, but not with a Birksun backpack, because I can charge my phone anywhere I go.
What?
How about that?
That's great. That's amazing.
Yes. Yes. Because everybody's phone is going to be dead by the end of the night. Hopefully everybody is okay at the end of the night, but their phones are completely dead. But now with a Birksun backpack, it's great for the beach, hiking, traveling. How about this, Danny? Skiing, snowboarding, I bet riding a bicycle, all these things you could be doing, and at the same time charging your phone with a Birksun backpack.
I will be the most popular person on the trail.
Yes, because your phone, when you and Tyson go out looking at all the rocks, you could be periscoping, Snapchatting, anything you want without any fear of losing that battery, because you could be charging your phone just for 2 to 3 minutes in the sun. It'll give you a 1% charge on your phone. That's half the speed of wall charging, but you're on the road doing stuff. You could charge your GoPro as well. Birksun's offering free shipping. Go to Birksun.com/podcast. That's Birksun, B-I-R-K-Sun, Sun.com/podcast. Find your sun, start charging. Let's talk about another one of these new social networks. We talked about Peach a couple of months ago. Here's one called Hilo, not Hello. It's Hilo. It's a new social media app which focuses on people's voices, not typing. Seems like it's like a Twitter where you have to hear what people are saying. Tyson, do you think that this is a viable new social network?
I feel like they had a thing like this a handful of years ago that people were using. And it was just an app and they'd talk into it and send it. It was like walkie-talkie messages. I can't remember what it was called.
My little brother uses one all the time.
Yeah.
So this isn't new.
And it's annoying. I mean, it's annoying. It was called HeyTalk. That's right.
HeyTalk.
Yeah. And it was old school. And now they're just kind of revamping and reviving that type of idea where voice messages are better than text. But that's false. Because text you can read without annoying anybody around you.
Plus, text messages leave a record, like a record you can go back to.
Yep,
which I always like. And so these would leave a record as well, but it just seems like it'd be annoying to listen through all of the voice messages to remember what that person, you know, said a month ago.
Right. Is there any sort of preview? Like, do you get a subject line of what they're, or do you have to just like listen to every single message to know what it's about? Is it like basically like checking like an answering machine of like, you have 19 new messages? Like, okay.
On this
app?
Yeah,
I hate my answering machine.
Yeah, that's what this app is like. It's like you have like 37 new things in your feed. Like, okay, let me play my messages. Like, work is boring today. Can't wait to go home.
You know, Snapchat's like that, except for it also has video.
You're right. Snapchat is like that.
Yeah, so it's almost even better because it also has video.
Is it better or is it worse?
Because of the video?
It depends on your perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. It does. I mean, I feel like with video, you can do more stuff.
Yeah.
But
maybe it has like voice changers, like the filters on Snapchat.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Okay. Now we're thinking. Now I like this.
So they have helium. They have robot. They have
kicked in the nuts.
Deep voice. Yeah. I mean, lots of great ideas, but I still think it's stupid. I think Snapchat is better in some ways, because just voice messages are so obnoxious and people leaving them don't really know what to say. Mm-hmm. And they're just horrible. Ah, what a terrible app.
Not good.
Not good.
Okay. Let's talk about some excitement going on with our nation's airlines around the world. A flight in China was delayed this past week for an hour when a man opened up one of the emergency exit doors on the runway because he wanted to get some air. Danny, is that possible?
While it's taxiing, probably. Definitely not possible while it's flying because the difference in pressure, I don't think it would be possible.
Yeah.
But you'd have to consult an aviation specialist to get a real rock solid answer.
Like
there.
Tyson, I've seen a picture of him in the cockpit of a plane.
Yep. I have been in the cockpit of a plane.
I have opened a plane that was flying, but it was like a small little passenger plane. And I guess they do that for, you know, like parachuting and stuff. They open doors while they're flying. I just don't think they can do it for a pressurized cabin.
Mm-hmm.
But this, again, this is a reoccurring story. People trying to open doors in planes that are moving is also something that occurs all the time.
The most ridiculous part of this story, honestly, is that they're in China and the guy claims that he opened the door to get some fresh air.
Good
point. Like, wouldn't the filtration system in the airplane automatically give the inside air 10,000% cleaner air than what's currently outside?
Mm.
Yes. Excellent observation, Tyson. How could that guy have overlooked it?
Yeah. That's a good point.
Like, they should be prosecuting him because they should be like, no, that's a lie. There is not fresh air outside. You knew that. You're Chinese. And so you opened it for just for the sake of opening it. We cannot allow that.
See, look, they have at the end of the article, they say in January of last year, two Chinese passengers decided to open a plane's emergency exit doors in protest of flight delays.
Oh, so you think that that's what it was, that there was like they were taxiing for too long on the runway. And then this guy was just like, you know what? That's it.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like he might have just been fed up, you know. And so he had heard about these two people doing it. He thought, that's awesome. I'm going to do it too, you know, get this, because nothing will move a flight along faster than opening a door to the airplane.
Yeah. Than doing something super illegal.
Yeah. They're like, oh, the door's open. Let's take off, dude. People are getting upset.
Yeah.
They're starting to open doors.
I also saw where the airline was considering whether or not to blacklist him from potentially flying anymore. Is that too harsh of a punishment, Tyson?
No, I think that's a standard punishment from an airline.
Wow.
He can fly other airlines. He just can't fly that airline.
Yeah. So what do? They have like a picture of him, like at the when you go to the terminal, they're like, do not let this man on the flight.
Well, you know that that's not how it works. You actually have to purchase a ticket in advance under your name with your government.
And so
ID.
If he tries to buy a ticket, then all of a sudden, you know, he's just on the no fly list.
Correct.
Yeah. Now, they could do that by airline.
Yes.
Not necessarily like, wow.
Yeah, I've heard of that before. I've heard of people being banned from certain airlines.
Yeah. So I bet that's really tricky. Why? Who? You know somebody that got banned from like Delta?
And I don't know them personally, but I've seen headlines of people getting banned from airlines, yes.
Yeah. What's the kind of offense that you get banned just from one airline, but not all of them? Like, let's say hypothetically, you know, this happened on, you know, American Airlines flight. Why would American Airlines say, okay, you're out, but all the airlines say, okay, we're still cool with this guy. He didn't open a door on our plane.
You pooped in the sink and not in the toilet.
Yeah. Well, remember like when Alec Baldwin flipped out on that flight attendant?
Mm-hmm.
If he were a regular person, not a celebrity, he would have been banned for life from that airline.
For that airline. Okay.
Yeah.
These airlines need to stand together. I think that, you know, they should say, hey, look, one airline bans you, we're all banning you.
Yeah, but maybe they're like, we want the baggage charge, we want the ticket charge, we just want the money.
Oh, airlines, I never thought of it.
Airlines,
it's a profit scheme.
Yeah.
Airlines are a profit scheme, I think.
Yeah.
They just want money. I'm sure they're like, dude, that's another guy we can just suck up and squeeze into one of our tiny seats and overcharge for everything. We'll gladly take him on our plane. Our doors are welded shut. We have fake doors on our plane. We just don't tell anyone.
Okay. Well, speaking of the airline, a airport out here in Washington, D.C., the Reagan National Airport, they had 8,700 noise complaints last year. But it has come to light that 6,500, 75% of their noise complaints actually came from one person.
That's a lot of complaints.
How many is that a day?
Yeah.
It says 18 a day in the article.
18 a day.
18 a day. That's, wow.
This is like that person's full-time job.
I wonder how old they are.
Yes.
That's something like my grandma would do.
Yeah.
She probably is writing handwritten letters instead of calling and stuff, too. She's just like, I'll write them another letter.
That's totally what... No.
I got to go to the post office and mail these letters.
Yeah. Do you think that this person also is an egg person who comments on a lot of websites?
I really think this is someone who's like 78 or 85. Yeah,
I bet this person doesn't even know about the internet.
Yeah, they don't even know about the internet. They just have their rotary phone. They have the number to the airport memorized, and they're so lonely. They're not calling to complain. They just want to talk to somebody because her kids don't see him anymore, and nobody stops by to talk to her. And so she just calls the airport to complain because she just wants to hear another human voice. That's what I think is happening here.
Just some type of interaction.
Human interaction.
But what do you think is going on all these complaint calls? I mean, I understand, like, okay, the first time, like, boy, that airplane's really loud. Can you do something about that? And then is it just like, I just heard another airplane. Well, what is going on over there? Like, okay, got it. Like, hey, me again. Boy, airplanes are still loud.
Yeah, we've been telling the pilots to kind of to keep it down if they can.
Yeah, what do they what does she think or he think is going to happen calling 18 times a day? They're going to move the airport? Like, oh, you know what?
I don't know.
This person's upset. Let's move the airport somewhere a little bit more, you know, yeah. Not so many people around.
Is it just like a different operator every single time? So it's like the same conversation with a bunch of different people? Or does she get to know or he get to know the person's name?
They're on a first.
There's probably
basis.
Like 10 of them, and she knows all of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I also feel like a lot of airports have been where they're at for quite a while.
Yeah.
So the reason you're living next to the airport is because you got a screaming deal on the house that you purchased,
mm-hmm.
knowing that there's a noise issue.
Yeah. It might be cheaper to just buy headphones. Or the airport should give her some headphones.
If they have a lot.
Need some free headphones.
Noise-canceling headphones. Just... Because they have tons in Lost and Found. So yeah. Just send her a pair of Bose headphones that they found in Lost and Found. Say, we're sorry. Wear these all day, every day.
So do you think this person's just looking for like a payoff? Is that what it is? It's like they're just going to keep calling 20 times a day. And they're like just waiting for the airport to say, look, like here's $10,000. Just go away. Stop calling.
But if that was the case, they would have brought in a lawyer. You know, I think this is why I really like my old person complaining theory.
Yeah.
Because... old people, they don't have the money or they don't have the money for a lawyer typically, so they just call. They're just like calling all the time. Just love to talk to people, love to complain, talk about how much they wish they could die. And then
that's what they talk about? I wish I could die.
Yeah. Have you ever met a really old person? They talk about how much they wish they could die. My grandma said two things, never get old and I wish I could die.
My grandma said one of those two things.
Okay. Hmm. So
there's the second one.
So yeah, I mean, she's just calling up every day to complain about her life and the airport and how she wishes that she would just move on to the next world.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
she's in a lot of pain.
But how much of that is just being dramatic?
What part?
All 6,500 calls are just
I mean the part about wanting to die.
Oh yeah, yeah. They just want attention.
Yeah.
But if this was someone who was super serious, they would have brought in a lawyer.
Yeah.
And then they would have gotten a payoff. Or the airport would have paid to soundproof their home, you know. But this is just someone calling every day, 18 times a day.
Okay.
It's crazy, dude. The phone bill. I'm guessing that this person doesn't have like one of those unlimited plans because they haven't updated their plan in a while. They're calling from a landline and it's costing them like thousands of dollars a month to make these calls.
Yeah. Rhodesian Farmer in the chat is saying that we're being obtuse about the issue, that the decibels can be so high that it causes structural damage to the house. And no, it would have to affect around 20 to 50 houses for it to be a major issue. So
instead of calling the airport 65,000 times, she should call her neighbor and, you know, get them to sign, get some class action, you know, instead of contacting the airport, contact your neighbors, put that much work into getting them to do some kind of class action against the airport.
Yeah.
Really structural damage.
Have you ever seen an airplane land? Did you ever see the Mythbusters where they like blew sheds and cars over? I mean, it seems like it can do quite a bit. So I
feel like most airports are designed in a way to stay, you know, it's not like they're, I guess there is rumbling and shaking and stuff. So I guess over time that would wear on your house no matter what. But because didn't it say that there was over 8,000 complaints and over 6,000 of them were hers. So there was 2,000 other complaints yearly. Where are those coming from? The next door neighbor? There's two people that complain. Her and her husband.
Yeah, to be fair, we don't know the gender of the person who is complaining 6,500 times in a year. But I think the soundest advice is just to contact your local representative.
Yeah, contact your neighbors. If we could talk to this person, if they could call us, I think that we'd all agree. You need to contact someone who can actually do something, like your neighbors or
the mayor.
The mayor.
Yeah, I'd love to talk to this person on the podcast. That would be very fun, I think.
Get they this just can't take the time away from their phone to call us.
I gotta go. I'm 10 minutes late for my next
I'm not giving
call.
This person my personal phone number.
No, they call in the blab.
Okay.
Just call on the blab.
That's fair. Yeah, that'll work.
Hey, do you guys remember the hot convict that got arrested a couple of months ago?
Oh my God, how can I forget?
I think of him every day.
Yeah, that guy was pretty hot. So he went to jail in 2014. He's out now. He's out.
Oh,
and he is going for a modeling career.
Why not?
Wow.
Yeah. Now he was arrested back in June 2014 for gun possession. But now he is out there and looking to make a new name for himself.
Hopefully he can get and remove some of those neck tattoos.
Well, he has a face tattoo even.
Yeah, that teardrop. Might want to get that stuff removed. I see like that could be like a roadblock to success.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing. Like, he's a handsome dude, but his mugshot was like his best shot ever. So then when you look at pictures of him on Instagram, because I went to his Instagram account, which is verified and has over 200,000 followers, he's handsome enough, but he's not like supermodel Tyson Beckford handsome.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's a pretty high bar that you've got there.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I can see him being maybe a model, but I don't think he's going to be like major money model.
I want to see maybe he's got a place in high fashion or something like that. I'd like to see some of his work. Maybe he could flush out his portfolio and then we could take a look at it and judge, you know, his abilities as a model.
So okay.
So
let's at least give him some time.
Do you think that there are any other struggling male models out there who are considering taking the route that Jeremy Meeks took to infamy? Should a really hot guy go out and get arrested to get in their mugshots, to have that striking photo spread throughout the internet, to be the next Jeremy Meeks?
Well, I'll tell you something, Rob. I'd arrest any hot guy.
Yeah. Would this work for a woman? Is it only a hot guy is going to, like, couldn't there possibly be a super...
There's been women, hot mugshot girls, whatever.
Hot mugshot girls? That's a thing?
Yeah. Well, no. I'm saying it's got to be a thing.
I've never heard of that before.
I'm afraid to type it into Google because I don't want to know what
Rob's
kind of
Googling
thing
it now.
I'm looking for it. I guess,
but it's definitely a thing.
Yeah, because I feel like that there's not a lot of women. I feel like that most of these people in their mugshot, men and women, they look like really sad. Like, why doesn't somebody just why aren't there more like women who want to start a modeling career? Why don't they make sure they have makeup on when they get arrested and like really
well,
like, smile
it's the other
in the
way
picture?
Around. You become a model and then you eventually get arrested for cocaine possession or. It's just they're doing it the wrong way. Right?
Yeah. But probably look your worst when you're arrested for after like some sort of like cocaine bender. But I feel like if there was somebody who was out there that really tried to take this Jeremy Meeks method of like really try to look good and be capture people's attention in the mugshot, this could be something.
So what kind of crime would you be willing to commit to get your mugshot out there?
Well, whatever's like the least, the biggest misdemeanor that they would take a mugshot of you.
You mean the most minor misdemeanor that they would take a mugshot of you?
Yeah. What did I say? Most major misdemeanor?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Don't do that. That's bad.
Do the minor. Do whatever's the lightest sentence. Because
trespassing? Maybe trespassing.
Paul over here in the chat says it's usually when it's a teacher sleeping with a student, that's when you get the hot girl mugshots.
Oh, yep. There's
but
a Utah teacher.
Those girls are in prison for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're not going to get, by the time they get out, no one's going to want them to model anything but maybe like for Ann Taylor.
Yeah. I mean, that's not a light charge. Like, what do you get for shoplifting? What's that?
I don't know, slap on the wrist, and then slap you have to call your grandparents and tell them what you did.
Yeah.
The police make you call your grandma. I feel
like that's almost like a way in of like, if you could be like...
But her phone's busy because she's calling the airport all the time.
It's 20 to life for shoplifting. No, that can't be right. What is this?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Maybe China.
So here's the move. Shoplift like a very, very attractive person, men or women, and then they shoplift from like some like American Apparel type store. And then because it's like, oh, they have the best stuff. That's why I had to shoplift from them. I'm just so poor, I can't afford it. That's like a story of like, oh, this stuff is so coveted. These super attractive people are trying to steal it. I think Nathan, for you, actually did something that was very close to this, but he did not incorporate the mugshot.
Yeah, but he did where hot girls could shoplift item from the store.
This is like the better version of that, because then when people are seeing the mugshot, they're like, oh, that person is like Jeremy Meeks. Yeah, this person is so attractive. And then their photo is being plastered everywhere of like, hey, check out the new super attractive mugshot. Could this person be the next Jeremy Meeks?
Plus, yeah. I bet you if this is the route you take to become a model, it's probably less degrading than the normal route you take to become a model.
Yeah.
S and all the D's and stuff.
Among other things. It just seems like this might be a cleaner way to become a model.
All right. So I'd say I'm rooting for Jeremy Meeks now.
He's got eyes like tractor beams.
Yeah. That's good.
I'm not saying he's not handsome. He's definitely handsome. Like, I'm going to definitely browse his Instagram again. He's not Tyson Beckford handsome, though.
But I feel like going back to the original story, I feel like that his record was, it was a very checkered past, I feel like. Maybe we shouldn't be too high on him. I think that I think he might have had more going against him than just gun possession.
All those tattoos are gang tattoos.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to offend his gang, so he seems like a pretty solid guy to me.
Yeah, he's cool.
He's cool by me. He's cool in my book.
I hope he gets a lot of money and he just turns his life around.
All right. I know Adam has a story for us, so let's bring him in. Here is Adam.
Be good, Adam.
Yeah. Who also has a hot mugshot, I'm sure.
Oh, thank you, Rob. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're welcome. How you doing?
Hi, Adam.
Hey, everyone. How are we doing?
Good.
Good. How are you? What's happening in Australia?
Well, daylight savings has made it easier for me to see you guys. So it's now an hour earlier. So we don't have daylight savings in WA. So ding that. Yeah, that's a ding. So, that was good. And yeah, what else has been happening? Oh, I've got an Australian themed story regarding an animal for you.
Ooh.
So.
Ooh.
Okay.
You know how I feel about animals. I fucking love them.
You do.
That's well known.
I think we're allowed two F words and we can keep it PG-13.
Tyson, that's correct. Is a bike lover first, then an animal lover. Is that how that
no,
works?
No, I like animals more.
Animals more than bikes. Well, would you spend $6,000 on an animal though?
No, but I'm sure I've spent that much in pursuit of looking for animals.
Oh, I thought you were going to say on sex powder.
Yeah, probably about that much on sex powder. I don't know. I have to check the records now.
Is it a write-off?
The sex powder?
Yeah.
Does Medicaid cover it?
Yeah, Medicaid covers it, and it's probably a write-off too, so now I'm double-dipping.
I wonder if Gwyneth Paltrow is working with Obama in some secret conspiracy to like get her stuff as like a tax write-off on Obamacare or something like that.
I don't think that's how it works, Adam. I don't think you're familiar with our laws here.
I don't know
here.
How they run stuff in Australia, Adam.
Yeah.
But here in America, we have morals.
Well, anyway, a Queensland couple failed to convince police that a giant rabbit was a long-eared guinea pig. So they failed to convince them.
Why? Why did they have to convince
them? Why were they
them?
Trying to convince them, yeah.
Why were they trying to convince them? Well, a huge rabbit was seized by Queensland police because it is an offence in the state of Queensland to possess a rabbit without the appropriate authorization, with offenders facing fines of up to $44,000 and 6 months in prison.
For possessing a rabbit. Is that stronger than
mugshots are going to be model worthy and they're going to skyrocket to stardom.
Wait, the mugshots of the rabbit or the people?
The people. Why are rabbits so highly illegal there? Is it because they spread like wildflowers?
Well, yeah, I think we had a massive rabbit problem in this country. We had to build like a rabbit-proof fence. There's a big movie about that you guys can watch as well. It's like basically rabbit-proof fence. Yeah, there's a rabbit-proof fence from like one side of.
What's the name of the movie? Rabbit-proof fence?
Yeah, it's called Rabbit-Proof Fence, but it's more about First Nations coming to Australia and being in Australia and being treated badly. But the rabbit-proof fence is also a part of that. So we built a big fence to keep the rabbits out, like the Great Wall of China.
Yeah, like the Donald Trump of rabbits came to town and was like, we're going to build a wall. And the rabbits are going to pay for it. Trust me.
Yeah, the rabbits are going to pay for it.
The rabbits will pay for this wall.
Yeah. We had a massive trade deficit with the rabbits, so they are the ones we're going to pay for it. Sorry, Tyson, go ahead.
No rabbits will come into this wall.
Who brought the rabbits into Australia in the first place?
I think it was the Brits, the convicts that came on the boats. So all
they wanted was some rabbit stew, and then they caused an outbreak.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Only they should let the hot convicts in.
Only the hot guy that. All right. I mean, he's no Jay Byers. All right,
Adam. That's enough from you this week. All right. All right. Hope you're doing good, buddy. Okay.
Have a good one.
All right.
Guys.
Bye.
Adam.
All right.
Bye.
Okay. That's enough of that. All right. How are you guys feeling?
I feel great.
I'm hungry.
Yes. You're hungry. So where are you and Tyson going to go for lunch today?
We haven't even decided.
We have yet. Yeah, it's a process. we come up with several suggestions. We narrow it down. It's very democratic. It's never failed us. We've always been happy with what we've had. At the end of the day, always. We've never complained to each other personally.
Okay. Have you given any thought to the hashtag for this episode of the podcast?
Sex powder. I'm sure.
I kind of feel like that's a dangerous hashtag.
What about tear duct ejaculate?
No. Let's not go there either.
How about sweat beverage?
I don't want anything that's too gross.
Okay. All right.
That's the thing.
We have two people that said rabbit proof fence. One of them is Adam.
Yeah.
I don't mind rabbit proof fence.
Okay. All right, fine. Rabbit proof fence, just because we want to bring some more.
Are you sure you don't want to do tear duct ejaculate?
Let me mull it over. In the meantime, let's go with rabbit proof fence, just to raise awareness for the issue, because so many people are talking about this. Okay.
Just get back to me on if you want to use tear duct ejaculate.
Yeah. Tyson, what about any of our News AF reviews of the week?
Right here, dude.
Yeah, what do you got?
Let's see. Did I read the 100,000th review last week?
Yes, that was on last week's show.
Okay, so we've got two new ones. I can read them both or just read one of them.
Yeah, read. I mean, unless one is like really insulting, then don't read that one.
The People Tell All, people is spelled P-E-E-P-L-E, by Humpty Dumpty. Mm-hmm. While the five stars are all for News AF, this is not a review of the wonderful News AF product. Though if you want to learn about the news that is both actual and factual, News AF is the place. Since Rob refuses to join People, I have to review him here. Right off the bat, he isn't gaining any points by avoiding the People app. What does he have to hide? Sure, it could be argued that he spends 90% of his waking hours speaking to his legions of fans, so he can't be hiding anything. But what about that other 10%? If 10% of his day was spent removing the cheese from mozzarella sticks, he would be a monster. We just can't be certain about this guy. On a possibly related note, experts have concluded that his head isn't shaped correctly to pull off the shaved head look. Is this something we want from a person we interact with? Plus, he's a hot dog elitist, but he does hang out with cool people like Danny and that dude who played Survivor with Coach. So I'll give Rob 5 stars.
Boy, this is a pretty long review.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, should we read a shorter one?
Yeah, but well thought out. Yeah, sure. What's the shorter one?
This one's from Brian in Minnesota. Rob, Tyson, and Danny are the best! ! Just like how I ended up liking Tyson a little more each time he played Survivor, I get a little more hooked to News AF with every episode. They deliver the most interesting, zany, and podcast-worthy news stories. I can't wait to listen every week.
That was a good review.
Thank you.
That was legit. Yeah. I might get that printed on a t-shirt.
Yeah. Short and sweet.
Or potatoes.
We could put it on our DVD cover.
Let's get that on a potato. Yeah. Or the trailer, at least, for News AF.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Well, great job once again, guys. You could follow Tyson on Twitter. He's at Tyson Apostle, and you could read. You could see Danny actually does have a Twitter account at Danny Bryson. You're not following anything.
No, Twitter is on its way out. So it's I'm not going to jump on the. It's like getting on the Titanic after it hit the iceberg.
So what are we going to get on? Helio?
No, Facebook's back in.
Yeah,
Facebook's
Twitter
back.
Is
why?
Failing. Twitter is in its last, it's starting. It's peaked and now it's going downhill.
So what are we doing?
I don't know. We're waiting for the next big thing.
We keep waiting for it, dude.
People.
Maybe it's this newest one.
Well,
Hilo.
No. What's it called? The one with the ghost that I don't use either.
Snapchat?
Snapchat sucked up some of that. But I mean, dude, Twitter hasn't grown in a couple months now. I think I saw something that said it hasn't grown in 3 months.
Wow.
I think it's peaked. So why get on it? Why get on the...
well, you're for fairness, you're already on it. You're just not using it.
Why get active? Why get active right now?
It's maybe everybody on the planet has a Twitter handle, so it's like no new people, you know?
Well, I don't think that's the case. I think, that's part of my feeling now, is if I start to get active right as it starts to go down in flames, people will be like, oh, dude, he got on it. He started being active right when my aunt started to be active, which is like the nail in the coffin.
That's
such
true.
A defeatist, Danny. You're like, Earth is already getting hotter. What should we even try?
I'm out there looking for the next big thing. Right? I'm already out there. Yeah. I've already left the old stuff behind.
Danny's
I'm
already searching. Off people.
Make Twitter great again, Danny. We can do this. Mm. Let's bring it back. Let's bring it back where it should be. All right. Fun show today. Really, that was great. Tyson, you going through the cabinet, I think might have been one of my favorite segments we've ever done on the show.
I didn't even know what any of that.
You had those things.
The only thing I knew is that I saw the sex dust. And I asked Rachel, I was like, what the heck is that? She's like, oh, it's just a thing for shakes. So I was like, what does it do? She's like, oh, it's not really like a sex dust thing. It's just kind of like healthy for you. And I was like, what are all those other things?
You got some fries with that shake? That's right.
Yeah. And I was like, what are all those other things? And she's like, I don't really know. There's just stuff for my shake. And I was like, oh, she read it somewhere about how healthy this shit is. Once we go through these bags, we'll never see this stuff again. And then all of it's there. That's what when the second we started talking about the story, I was like, I know I have all of that stuff right over there on the countertop.
I thought you were joking.
No,
yeah,
I wasn't joking, was I?
No,
it
weren't. Was all true. All right. Well, looking forward to hearing how that's going to end up going once Rachel gets back.
I'm
going to
Snapchat our conversation about it.
Perfect. Periscope it. Periscope it. It'll be a long conversation.
Okay. I'll periscope it.
I'll be tuning in. All right. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre, who makes the podcast version of this show. You can subscribe to our News AF podcast feed. Go to newsaf.news. You can leave us feedback and star ratings. Tyson will read them on the show. Every week.
True.
Looking forward to talking to you guys again next Tuesday when we record the show live. News AF is Tuesday AF. We will see you at 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific here on Blab.im. Have a good one, everybody. Take care. Bye.
Party on.